wiele, twee wiele.
Hallo, as jy daai klanke hoor, is natuurlik tyd vir wiele, twee wiele en saam met my is Janette. Hallo.
Hallo Karl. Ja, dis 'n nuwe jaar.
Ja, voorspoedige 2023 vir jou as jy luister en hierdie is ons heel eerste program. Maar die groot nuus op almal se lippe op die oomblik is die 2023 Dakar tydren en dit het die 31 Desember afgeskop. Dit eindig komende Sondag die 15de en man, het dit ons Kritzinger huishouding oorgeneem of hoe?
Ja, nee, absoluut. Kyk, ek kan dit nie help nie, maar ek het tog al Dakar koers wanneer dit Dakar is. Maar hoor, jy praat van die Dakar ren. Kyk, in 2022 was daar 12 sneldele en ek dink die organiseerders het besluit dit was te maklik. Hulle gaan hier jaar baie moeiliker maak. Nou is daar 14. Nou ons praat van 'n totaal van 8500, oor die 8500 kilometer, waarvan die jaagkilometers, wat hulle snel trajecte noem, oor die 4700 is. En Karl, jy gaan nie glo nie, ons praat van Saudi-Arabië, dis woestynwêreld. En toe hulle letterlik in sneltraject 3, moes hulle die sneltraject verkort, want toe staan storms en vloede. Man, jy gaan dit nie glo nie, dit is totaal al mal om te dink, dis in die middel van die woestyn.
Hulle moes tot die bivouac skuif, wat die oornagpunt is, as gevolg daarvan. En dit is iets wat ons nie baie gewoond is nie, en ons kon dit amper nie glo nie.
Sneldeel 6, 7 en 8 het toe heeltemal verander en 7 en 8 het toe sommer ontaard in 'n mini-marathon ook. So ek sê vir jou, hierdie jaar se Dakar is mal.
Ja, en indien jy die eerste week gemis het, ons vir jou baie goeie nuus. Jy kan op ons, dis natuurlik Wiele 2 Wiele se Facebook bladsy draai gaan maak en bietjie gaan kyk na al die video's wat ons al opgelaai het. Daar's daaglikse video's van Toyota Gazoo Racing span wat natuurlik eg Suid-Afrikaans is, wat goeie nuus is. En as jy wil weet wat aangaan met die deelnemers in die Suider-Afrika, dis nou lande soos Botswana en 'n paar ander ook, maak 'n draai op die Southern Africa Dakar Groep se Facebook blad en gaan loer 'n bietjie daar. Nou kom ons kyk gou 'n bietjie na die Suider-Afrika deelnemers vir hierdie jaar se Dakar ren.
Ja, so ons het 7 Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers wat by die begin van die 2023 Dakar ren was. Nou eers het jy die GP Elite klas, dis waar Ross Branch is, dan het jy Rally 2. Nou Bradley Cox van Suid-Afrika was daar. Hy het ongelukkig in sneldeel 1 het hy oor wat hulle noem 'n broken dune gery en hy het toe geval, sy skouer heeltemal uit lid uit geval en hy moes hospitaal toe gaan en hy moes toe van die ren onttrek. Ons het ook daar vir Michael Doherty en dan ook Stephen Wilkin. Nou die Mall klas wat hulle altyd Malay Moto genoem het, word nou die Original by Moto klas genoem. Daar het ons nou vir Sharon Moore. Ons het ook die enigste vrou in hierdie klas en dis Kirsten Landman. Julle sal onthou, sy het in 2020 het sy die Dakar ren klaar gemaak en sy het besluit, wag, dit was te maklik. Sy gaan dit 'n stap verder vat en sy doen Original by Moto, wat basies beteken dat jy al die werk op jou motorfiets self moet doen. Maar ons het ook daar vir Stuart Gregory in die kar kategorie. Het ons Toyota Gazoo Racing. Daar sit natuurlik Nasser Al-Attiyah en Matthew Belmel, Janiel de Villiers en Dennis Murphy en Henk Lategan en Brett Cummings. Maar Redline Motorsport, ook Suid-Afrikaanse geboude voertuie, daar het ons 2 Suid-Afrikaners wat daar deelneem, is Daniel Schroeder en Ryan Bland. Hy is die navigator, hy is Suid-Afrikaans, Daniel is van Duitsland. Ons het Thomas Bell en dan Gerard Skutte wat ook 'n Suid-Afrikaner is. Maar in totaal is daar 4 Redline Motorsport karre. En dan Century Racing, Brian Baraguada, ons ken al hierdie naam, sy navigator Leonard Kramer, en dan het ons ook vir Matthew Serradori en Loic Menadea. Nou, net om vir jou idee te gee, daar is in hierdie ren, om die ware te sê, hierdie Dakar begin met 10 Century karre, maar die Century Racing fabriekspan bestaan nou uit die 2 karre. En dan het ons ook Light Prototype, daar het ons vir Eben Basson en Leander Pinaar, Jeff Minnett en Gerard Snyman, en wat hulle dan noem, die side-by-sides het ons Paolo Oliveira en Miguel Alberti.
Ja, ons het op by die spanne gaan en die deelnemers gaan inloer aan die einde van sneldeel 8. Dit is nou die laaste sneldeel van die eerste week net voor die rustdag en bietjie gaan hoor hoe was week 1 van die Dakar. Ja, soos ek vroeër gesê het, die Dakar maak komende Sondag die 15de Januarie klaar. En ja, as jy iets gemis het, asseblief gaan maak 'n draai op ons Facebook bladsy, dis Wiele 2 Wiele of die Southern Africa Dakar Groep se Facebook bladsy.
Nou ons begin met ons Toyota Gazoo Racing span. Nou hulle kon nie vir 'n beter algehele posisies gehoop het na week 1 nie. Hoor hier, Nasser Al-Attiyah en Matthew Belmel eerste, tweede algeheel is Henk Lategan en Brett Cummings. Derde is Lucas Moreas, nou hy is van Overdrive Racing, maar ook in 'n Suid-Afrikaanse geboude Hilux. Vierde, nie heeltemal pas hy daar nie, want dit is Sebastian Loeb met sy ProDrive Hunter. En dan vyfde algeheel is Janiel de Villiers en Dennis Murphy.
Nou ja, ons het ook met Glyn Hol gaan gesels na sneltraject 8. Hy is die spanbestuurder van die Toyota Gazoo Racing span. om te hoor hoe voel hy na week 1.
Sure, I can't really believe it. We are first, second and third with our Hiluxes, and of course Nessa's got well over an hour lead over Henk, but our biggest competition is of course Sebastian Loeb, and he's an amazing 1:57 behind. So we have to pinch ourselves to realize the position that we're in, but everything's looking really good. And Janiel unfortunately had a double puncture today, and that lost him some minutes, otherwise he would have been fourth, but everything's looking good.
Nou volger aan die woord is Nasser Al-Attiyah wat vir ons vertel hoe voel hy na die eerste 8 dae van die 2023 Dakar ren.
I am really quite happy, you know, from the first 8 days of Dakar. We did an amazing job and it was a big fight with everybody, and to have the lead now in the rest day 1 hour something, you know. This is was our target, you know, like last year we did, and now just we need to make our good plan, you know, for next week, because totally different terrain from what we did in the first week of Dakar, and it will be the empty quarter, difficult place, and but okay, I will do my best, you know, to keep the good lead.
So ja, die Dakar maak nou komende Sondag 15 Januarie klaar, en dan sal ons nou maar moet kyk of Nasser die wenner is wat die 2023 Dakar ren. Ons hou duime vas vir die span.
Ja, en dan vertel Henk later gaan bietjie vir ons hoe die eerste week was. Hy doen werklik uitstekend hierdie jaar. Hy is algeheel tweede en ons hoop nie net, maar ons glo ook dat hy daai posisie sal behou. Hier is Henk.
Ja, so it's been a good week. It didn't start off that way. We started off with a prologue and we said we want to be any position but 10th, and we finished 10th. Which means that we opened the first day, which was really, really difficult. And yeah, we said in the morning we should just keep it clean. And I think it must have been 700 meters in, we hit the branch and broke the front windscreen, so we didn't keep it clean. And then from there, it was quite a struggle for the first day. Ended up losing a lot of time. We had to stop, change a puncture and ripped out the front windscreen. And drove the rest of the day with goggles on. Then from there, the next day got a little bit worse. We had 3 punches when we only carried 2 spares, or we only allowed to carry 2 spares, so we lost half an hour on that day. Then we got another penalty of 20 minutes, so by the first 2 days we lost about an hour. So that was not the best start to the rally. And then from then on, we started getting a bit of a groove and things started going a little bit more our way. Day 3, 4, 5 started getting better and starting to find a decent pace. We weren't pushing super hard. We saw that the race was really difficult and it carried on being really difficult. So we've been looking after the car, looking after ourselves a little bit. And it looks like that's the way to go maybe for this race. Usually I like going flat out, but for this one, you can't go flat out everywhere. You'll come off second, I think.
Nou kyk, arme Janiel de Villiers het in die eerste week al geweldig baie uitdagings gehad, veral met papbande. Nou in die T1 plus kategorie waar hulle deelneem, mag jy nie 2 spaarbande saamry. Nou hy het by 2 seltrajekte, het hy 2 papbande gekry en het dit veroorsaak dat hy vir die res van die traject baie stadig moes ry sodat hy kan seker maak hy kan aan die einde kom. Janiel vertel ons hoe was sy eerste week.
Ja, was 'n bietjie van 'n frustrerende eerste week veral vir ons, veral met papwiele. Ons het 2 keer, jy weet, 2 papwiele gehad waar ons meer is 230-240 kilos moes doen sonder wiele, so ja, dit is 'n uur wat ons daar verloor het ten minste. So 'n bietjie frustrerend, maar andersins redelik okay. Vir die span is dit natuurlik 'n baie goeie veteran sover. Nasser is eerste en Henk is tweede en ons is vyfde, so jy weet, dit is 'n uitstekende resultaat vir die span. Maar ja, ons het 'n bietjie werk om doen die tweede week en ons gaan nie nou handdoek ingooi nie, so ons gaan ons bes probeer in die tweede week.
Ja, die volgende span aan die woord is die Red Line Motorsport span. En hier gesels ons met die spanbaas Terrence Marsh. Hulle het 4 Red Line Motorsport inskrywings hierdie jaar, waarvan 2 spanne Suid-Afrikaanse navigators het.
We have 4 teams in the event, 2 in our Red Line VK50s and 2 in our Red Line VK56s. We have the German Daniel Schroeder, who's driving alongside South African Ryan Bland as his navigator. They're on a Red Line VK50. This is Daniel's 7th Dakar. He's done 2 on a bike and the rest of 3 is navigating, and this is his 2nd from a driving perspective. This is Ryan's 2nd as a navigator. Then we got the Brit, Dubai-based Thomas Bell. He's in for his 4th Dakar as a driver, and next to him we've got Gerard Skitter, South African, who's in his 2nd Dakar. They're in a Red Line VK56. And then we've got Dave Clarkson and Tessa Ruth They're from Holland. It's their on debut. So this is their first Dakar. He's in Redline VK56. Next to him, he has his girlfriend, Tessa Ruth. They've done a couple of races in South Africa this year in preparation for Dakar, as well as some of the Namibia training with us. And then the fourth car, Ronald van Leeuwen, also from Holland. He's a businessman from Holland. And his first Dakar, together with Eric Lemon as his navigator. So two Dakar rookies. Ronald Nemos in 'n VK50 on debut.
Nou, die Redline Motorsport inskrywing word gesien as 'n privaat inskrywing of dan privateers, dis hoe hulle hulle noem. Nou, 'n ou besef nie altyd wat gebeur agter die skerms en hoe moeilik en uitdagend hierdie ren is nie. En jy weet, veral as jy vergelyk wat hulle moet deurgaan in vergelyking met die groot fabriekspanne soos Toyota en Audi. Terrence, vertel ons bietjie, hoe was hulle week 1?
Okay, so we'll review the first week of Dakar. It's been a grueling week. You know, this is my 10th Dakar, and by far I would say the toughest opening week of a Dakar that I've seen, or at least that I can remember for the competitors. There's no doubt that they've ramped up the difficulty and challenging conditions for the guys. I think last year they saw the Dakar as being a bit soft and the finishing rate was high, and I know they're under pressure to make it tougher, and I think they've done just that. So, you know, as we enter rest day now, almost 40% of the cars are out, you know, or sitting in what's called Dakar experience. So, you know, when I look back on the week, it's been really, really tough. Big observations. While the route has been tough, too many entrants now, you know, with where cars were previously 90 entries, they've gone down to 70. Of those 70, 50 of them are now the big wheel cars. And then what they've done is they've added another 90 side-by-sides to the same party in the same time frames. And that's really where all the issues have come. You know, we sit with four privateer entries here. Guys are all more than capable of driving these stages. But the problem is because of their start times, because there's so many people at this race now and they've got so many entries, that the guys are just starting later and later. So the privateer guy is more than capable. He's got a good enough car. He's doing 50 to 60% of the stage in the light and the balance of the 40% of the stage in the dark. So up to rest day, almost 80% of the stages are finished in the dark for the privateers, for the amateurs. And that's really, really difficult because the guys, you know, they didn't sign up for a night Dakar. They signed up for a normal Dakar. And I think that's been the most challenging. So, you know, the cars have taken a beating. We've used a lot more spares than we would have normally in the first week. We've had a lot more punches, damaged rims because of the size of the rocks. So yeah, a challenging week, a hard week. There's no doubt that they've had a strategy of culling the field. We're down to, as I said, 60% of the cars remain in the full Dakar. We're fortunate enough to have all our cars here and in good condition. So yeah, we start moving east now and towards the Man where we finish and into the empty quarter, which is Junes. So looking forward to what the next week brings us.
Nou gaan trek ek eers my Dakar baadjie in. En Steffi Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group. Nou, ons doen al die Dakar verslae vir jare saam. Hallo Steffi. Oh man, what a bizarre Dakar so far. Let's talk about Century Racing. Now, the Dakar started with 10 CR6 cars, 8 CR6s, and then 2 CR6 turbos, which form part of the Century Racing factory team. Please tell us more.
Jeanette, I cannot remember a Dakar rally as tough as this Dakar has been so far. The highs have been high, but the lows have been even lower. The David versus Goliath battle continues as our tiny privateer team from South Africa, Century Racing, take their brand new CR6T into the Saudi battleground. As the toughest Dakar in memory continues to crush the field, the Century Racing team of Brian Baragwanath and Leonard Kramer, Mathieu Seradori and Loic Menardia continue to take on the Dakar 2023 with mixed results. Here's Julian Hardy, team principal of Century Racing, to tell us more about their tough week that was.
Hi everyone, mid-race report from Riyadh, Julian Hardy, team Century Racing. It's been quite a ride. As every Dakar is that first week, we've had a little anticipated teething problem with the cars. This new engine technology for us, it's been a hell of a learning curve. We've not understood everything before the start line, how the engine operates, and we're still improving it day by day. So temperature control issues with the engine, which confused us and caused the engine to go into limp mode on Brian's car. So no power, he had to stop and fix and lost valuable time. Then the second issue was the belt problem. Again, probably we didn't do the right call. We didn't run the belt system with enough tension that caused the belt to climb off. It seems to be resolved. We changed the belts on a daily basis now to avoid the problem. The last few days have been trouble-free car-wise, no issue whatsoever, so it's been very positive. In terms of pace, We had hoped to be able to mix it up better with the top teams, but the altitude has been a factor this week. Everybody looks at it as low altitude, 1,000 meters, but 1,000 meters drops our power by 10%, and we're talking 30 kilowatt, which is quite a big step, in fact. We're in a good position in terms of where we wanted the car to operate. If we can just keep it that way for the second week, yeah, it'll be good, but the second week is a completely different terrain. A lot more dunes, probably a lot slower average speeds. Time will tell how the cars fare against the opposition.
Ja, na week 1 was Brian Baragwanath en Leonard Kremer 8ste algeheel en Matthew Serradori 11ste algeheel. Dit is uitstekend en ons hou duime vas dat die volgende week net so goed indien nie beter sal gaan nie. Nou ons gaan eers 'n bietjie asem skep en dan is ons weer terug en dan gaan Steffie vir ons vertel van die Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers en ons deelnemers in die side-by-side en light prototype kategorie.
As jy 'n vlekvrye staal uitlaatstelsel soek, of jy nou jou kar wil laat purr soos 'n klein katjie, of laat blaf soos 'n Rottweiler, moet jy definitief 'n draai gaan maak by Powerflow Bellville. Hulle kyk na alles wat jy nodig het wanneer dit by jou uitlaatstelsel kom en jy kry boonop 'n 5 jaar waarborg ook. 'N Nuwe stelsel sal self vir jou beter werkverrigting gee. Besoek powerflowbellville.co.za of Powerflow Exhaust Bellville op Facebook. Powerflow Bellville, jou nommer 1 vir vlekvrye staal uitlaatstelsel.
Ja, as jy net ingeskakel, dit is Wiele, twee wiele, en is ek, Carl en Janette wat lekker saam met jou kuier. En dit is ons eerste program en ook ons eerste wenk vir 2023. En van wie anders as van Marianta Fraier van Getworth. Sy gaan 'n bietjie haar wysheid deel en sê dit is nou die beste tyd om jou voertuig te verkoop. Getworth, die motorprysdeskundiges.
Dit is tyd vir jou weeklikse motorwaarde wenk met die komplimente van Getworth.
Is dit 'n goeie tyd om my motor te verkoop? My naam is Marianta Fraier, hoof van bemarking by Getworth. Absoluut, volgens die kundige aankopers by Getworth. Gewoonlik daal gebruikte motorpryse geleidelik. Sedert die eerste COVID-inperking is die mark egter ontwrig en het gebruikte motorpryse gestyg. Hulle staan op baie sterk vlakke. Dit sal nie vir ewig duur nie, so as jy daaraan dink om te verkoop, is dit nou 'n baie goeie tyd.
Dit is jou weeklikse motorwaarde wenk met die komplimente van Getworth.
Nou is ons weer terug by die Dakar-ren en Steffie vertel ons nou hoe dit gegaan het met ons Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers in week 1 en ook ons deelnemers in die side-by-side en light prototype kategorie. Nou die Dakar maak nou Sondag 15 Januarie klaar en ja, ons sal nou hierdie week sien hoe dinge op die oud einde gaan eindig. Steffie, over to you. Tell us about week 1.
Janette, as the whole world watches, the Southern African riders are shining brightly in the torrential rain, rearranged stages, diabolical racing conditions, and the incredibly tough stages in week 1. David Cassera promised longer stages, more dunes, and a much tougher Dakar 2023. Mother Nature stepped in and turned what was already a difficult Dakar into a monster. The attrition rate grew daily in week 1, with elite riders falling foul of the difficult conditions. Ross Branch was so disappointed when mechanical issues foiled any podium chances for Armand Swanner, but he bounced back from a week 1 best forgotten with a win in stage 8. Let's hope week 2 treats Rossi more kindly, as there are no doubt many more podiums waiting for Rossi in this Dakar. The revelation of Dakar 2023 has to be rookie Mike Doherty, who dropped his bike, injuring his wrist earlier last week, but has soldiered on and is competing for the win in Rally 2 class. With a P6 overall placing on stage 8, this humble, talented young gun is really one to watch. Here's Mike.
Michael Doherty here, just finished with stage 8 of Dakar Rally. It's been a really tough first week, but we just hanging in there and hoping we can make it to the finish. It's definitely one of the hardest races I've ever done in my life, and I'm just grateful I've got the opportunity to race this race. So yeah, looking forward to the rest day and then the next few stages coming up.
Stefan Wilken, racing with the HT Rally Raid Husqvarna team in his maiden Dakar, has had an eventful but very tough week. An unfortunate crash with a car left Stefan shaken but okay, and he has successfully navigated all the curveballs that week one have thrown at him. We have no doubt that he will win a finish. Another rising star, Sharon Moore, in the original bimodal class, who is comfortably leading this category at the end of week one, is having a blinder of a Dakar. He is consistently placing in the top 40 every day and is looking stronger as he marches on through this rally. Stuart Gregory, also in the Malamoto class like so many others in these wet, miserable conditions, has fallen foul of the flu, is still doing well in 10th overall in the original bimotal class. Jeanette, as the whole world watches, Kirsten Lundman, the only lady in the toughest category, the Malamoto class, continues her march to the finish line. Heartbreaking videos told her story of her struggle against the cruel Dakar mistress as she fell ill on stage two, but kept pushing herself to the limit. Here's Kirsty.
Hey everyone. Wow, stage done. It's rest day tomorrow and never felt like I've needed anything more so much in my life. It's been the hardest 9 days of racing, both mentally and physically demanding. I've had some bike problems, so I've had to work on my bike some of the nights. But my riding has been really good. I've had no problems. My goal has just been to keep the bike upright and make no mistakes. And I've done that so far. And that's going to be the mindset going into the second part of the stage. And just a huge thank you to all the support in South Africa. Thank you, guys. You are what's keeping me going. Thank you.
Steffi, now over to the side-by-side and the light prototype category. Tell us more.
Let's talk side-by-side. Jeanette, Jeff Minnett and Gerard Sneyman have impressed with their sheer tenacity and grit in their side-by-side. It has been an incredibly tough week, but apart from the racing, the guys are loving the awesome scenery, dune crossings and rocky sections. More importantly, they are still in it and will continue their quest after the rest day. Racing with the G-Rally team, Eben Basson and Leander Pienaar, better known in South Africa as Team Hilux Rally Raid, have quickly settled into their unfamiliar prototype side-by-side and are doing really well in 7th overall in class. Mozambicans Paulo Oliveira and Miguel Alberti are standing tall and are currently in 27th position overall in their side-by-side. I really wish we had more time, Jeanette. There is so much more to say about this incredibly tough Dakar. The absolute anguish, the pain, the bravery and sheer gutsy determination of all our riders and pilots is truly humbling. Don't forget you can also win great motor hampers on our Southern Africa Dakar Group Facebook page. Until we meet again in Dammam, this is Steffi from the Southern Africa Dakar Group for Dakar 2023.
Nou toe, ons hou ons asems op vir hierdie laaste week van die 2023 Dakar en hoop net vir die beste vir ons Suider-Afrikaanse deelnemers of die suiderpunt van Afrika se deelnemers, Jeanette. En as jy enigiets wil weet of jy wil net weet wat gaan aan of jy mis dalk die uitsendings, gemaak 'n draai op ons Facebookblad. Ons het gesê dis Wiele Twee Wiele se Facebookblad en gaan loer 'n bietjie daar. Ons het elke dag 'n opsomming van Toyota Gazoo Racing af en as jy nog 'n bietjie meer wil weet oor al die ander deelnemers, veral met die motorfietsen en goed, gemaak het draai op Southern Africa Dakar Group se Facebookblad en gaan loer 'n bietjie wat gaan daarin. Tot volgende week toe.
Hou jou wiele aan die rol.